If you can make it over to the aquarium, you're going to see multiple demonstrations every single day by Chainsaw Chad.
Howdy, howdy, guys.
There we go.
You didn't bring it with you, though.
I did not. They don't like it in the building.
Yeah, that's true.
I appreciate
I thought
the sound
about
effects,
that. Scare everybody to death. It is October. We got Halloween just around the corner.
One of the preeminent chainsaw carvers in the country, Chad Kilpatrick, is with us right now at KRLD. Chad, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
I have to ask you, how'd you get into
this?
How does this start?
Yeah, it's to be honest, it was a midlife crisis, to be real honest.
Oh, really?
You know,
okay.
So every man probably went through one of those in his life. If not, get ready for one.
So instead of taking a mistress, you took a chainsaw.
True story. A little cheaper on us, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
No Corvette.
Yeah.
What? I mean, did you read about it? Did you see a video on YouTube?
To be honest, I got a really good friend of mine who's in the business in Tennessee in the Smoky Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
I took a little hiatus from a job one time, went up and saw him, and before you know it, he put a chainsaw in my hand, and I haven't looked back since, and it's been 7 years now. I hadn't had a job since. So.
Is that right?
Awesome. Yes, sir. True story.
All right, so what was your first inspiration? Did you look at it, a tree, and say, okay, this is going to be a blank, and what
you know,
was it?
The very first thing I ever carved was a little bear. You know, yeah. I think a lot of us carvers get started in the bear world. You know, we got a little saying in our business, bears pay the bills. So,
Oh, really?
We carve a lot of bears.
Learn some every day.
We carve a lot of bears. And yeah, but a bear was my first thing that I tried, and from that point, you know, eagles, owls, all sorts of stuff. But yeah, the trees do talk to you every once in a while. I can kind of see what's in there.
Okay.
I'd rather somebody just tell me what to do.
Look at a tree and say that would make a good blank.
Absolutely, yes, sir. Absolutely, yeah. I can look at something, and if it's leaning one way, man, we need to put an eagle in this or something like that.
That's
absolutely.
Cool.
You just make whatever comes to mind and put it on Instagram and sell it, or do you get people commission you?
Both. Yes, sir. I put it on Facebook, Instagram, and sell them there, and then people commission me. I even come out to their yard. If you got a tree stump in your yard and you want to not waste it, you want to turn it into some artwork or something, if you have some storm damage, we can come out there and I can sculpt that right in your yard.
We need to get to the southeast right now. They're dealing with damage out there.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about the tools of the trade here. What's the best wood for this?
The best wood for us carvers is anything that's really soft. We like a cedar or a pine, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we can move the wood fast. It's kind of a spectator sport, you know, so we want people to watch and see what's going on, especially out here at the fairs. Here at the fair, I'm using an Eastern red cedar. It's a real hardy wood. It doesn't crack on people. Bugs don't like it, so.
And what about the chainsaw itself?
Yeah, just get a regular old chainsaw steel.
Yeah, I do. I run all steel products, so if you're listening out there, dealers, you know, let a man know.
That's right. Chad Kilpatrick,
yes,
your guy.
Yes, sir.
Is the saw the only tool? Do you have other tools?
I try to take it as far as I possibly can with the chainsaw, but I use other tools like die grinders, Dremel tools, sanders.
Wow.
But I would say 95%, I try to push it as far as I possibly can with the chainsaw.
And what you're doing here at the fair, every show is different. You're just bringing out a block of wood and making something.
Correct. Yes, sir. I'll bring out a chunk of wood, talk to the people for a little bit. I got 30 minutes, and I usually carve out a turtle, a seahorse, a bear, anything like that. Sometimes I let the audience tell me what to do.
What's the biggest thing you ever did?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've done 35-foot trees. Yes, sir. Had to be in lifts and go up in totem pole style, you know.
What was that?
It was a big totem, a big old eagle on top with climbing bears and some fish at the bottom. You know, I do scenery, so we do all sorts of stuff.
And the Hook'em Horn sculpture, tell me about that.
Absolutely, yeah. I've done several of the old Hook'em Horns. We'll be doing a lot of the Hook'em for the Texas OU game this weekend, or next weekend, I should say. Yeah. So, absolutely. Love carving those guys.
And you're every day at the Children's Aquarium at 11, 12, 2, and 4. The kids must love it.
Yes, sir. They absolutely do. Got a lot of kids out there loving it. Yeah, I got some free passes for the kids, too. If you want to come out and see me, I'll give the kids a free pass.
Excellent.
To get into the
awesome
aquarium. Make mom and dad happy.
Chainsaw Chad. Chad Kilpatrick from Will's Point.
Yes,
is that
sir.
Right?
CK Carvings. Appreciate you guys.
Good deal.
Got it.
Appreciate it, Chad. Thanks for stopping by.
You
know, actually, we're going to have two people on from Will's Point today, that's kind of a rarity.
Yeah, exactly. We met the whole town.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's only two more there.
Yeah, that's it.
We've got the piglet lady coming up.
Oh, nice.
She's the one. I went by the livestock barn yesterday and saw these brand new, hours old little piglets.
He was birthing piglets.
I went to the birthing barn. I did.